There is so much to know about minerals that I decided to interview a mineral expert on Gesundheit with Jacobus. This Sunday morning, Val Anderson from Mineral Resources International in Ogden, Utah will be my guest. Val will explain the sources of minerals, the extraction and purification processes, the benefits of different minerals, and safe dosages. Val Anderson will give us an earful, not just about better-known minerals such as calcium, selenium, and manganese, but also about 70 or so trace minerals this Sunday morning from 7 to 10.
Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewein.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here. This is Gesundheit with Jacobus. I'm your host, Jacobus Hollewein. Hey, Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jacobus.
It's nice to see your bright and shiny face in this snowy morning. We're talking about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles every Sunday morning from 7 to 10. We are going to talk about minerals today. Very interesting with Val Anderson, something I've never done in all the 9 years that I've done the show. So it is good to really hit the minerals. In order to do that, Val Anderson is with me today by phone from Ogden, Utah. And before we get to him, let me tell a little bit about the program. We are talking about healthy living and healthy lifestyles, be it spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. We talk about Western medicine, the development of Western medicine, as well as natural or alternative medicine, and how these two should be integrated. However, some topics are primarily Western medicine, other topics are more natural, and we appreciate that you listen in every Sunday morning to get updated on some new developments or information you should know. Now, as always, we're not here to treat, diagnose, or cure. We're here to inform, entertain, and educate. And if you need any additional information after the program, by all means, see a physician or specialist of your choice and go on the internet, read books, read periodicals of reputable writers, and become the best educated person you can be, either for yourself or somebody in your family or somebody close to your heart, so that you can share that information, because that is what it is. It's just wonderful stuff, well-researched, and then you will be the best educated person you can be. Val Anderson is the youngest of six sons of Hartley and Gay Anderson, the originators of mineral and trace mineral supplements from Utah's Great Salt Lake. He is the executive vice president of Mineral Resources International, Inc., a mineral nutrition business majority owned by the Anderson family. The mission of Mineral Resources International and the Anderson family is to improve global well-being through mineral nutrition. Val has developed various mineral nutrition products targeting health needs and worked closely with some of the world's top doctors and research scientists, and has traveled to over 20 countries around the world working towards this mission. Now, as always, I say that the program is all about information, and it's not per se about promoting a company or a product. That's not what this is about. However, the history of this company, and Val is going to explain that to us, these people are working with something Mother Nature is providing, and they have been able to get it to us in the purest form. And that is something that that we need to know about, because you just hear the last hour on the radio talking about swine flu and about the pandemic that they're worried about with that. Last week, we talked about Lyme disease, and as far as I'm concerned, that's an absolute pandemic as well. What can we do to build our bodies stronger? What is lacking in our body? What is lacking in our diet that we need to be addressing? And so Mineral Resources International, Inc., you'll find out they have already been involved for 40 years, and they are working for a lot of different companies, but they have also decided to come out with a line of products of their own. And so if you would like to learn more about Mineral Resources International, go to their website. It's mineralresourcesint.com, mineralresourcesint.com. And you can also call them at 800 800-731-7866. 800-731-7866. Val, I have had so much fun talking to you before the program, and I'm looking forward to this interview. Thanks so much for being up early with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jacobus. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's absolutely a joy, and I wanted to let you know, by the way, that my good friend Henry Kriegel in Bozeman wanted to send you his best wishes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
He is also a host on one of the programs on this radio station. I ran into him yesterday, and he said, oh, I know Val Anderson. Say hi to him.
That's a little bit of a blast from the past. I have much respect for Henry.
And so do I. So it is, it's wonderful to have him over here in this community, and always nice to run into him. Well, I already did quite an introduction, and I was thinking maybe you can tell us a little bit about the history. The information you sent me, it's quite extensive. And but it is very heartwarming story to hear about your father.
Well, let's go back to 1967. There was a Dr. George W. Crane who had a nationally syndicated newspaper column. And at that time, you have to understand the scientific knowledge of minerals was much less than it is today. And a lot of people were looking at the category of minerals, but for example, the category of trace minerals in human health, there was very little known on that. We didn't have recommended dietary intakes that were readily available, or, you know, the RDAs that have been around for a long time, those didn't really exist back in 1967, 68, 69, and people were just eating food and getting by the best they could. Mm. And at that time, Dr. George W. Crane, in his newspaper column, would write on a pretty regular basis about how he believed that most of the degenerative diseases that exist today were actually deficiency diseases, that they were caused by lack of certain nutrients in the diet, and in particular, he believed that most of them were mineral deficiency diseases. That being said, he recognized that there was this little-known category of trace mineral deficiencies, these minerals that your body needs a small amount of, but if you don't get enough, your body starts to break down. And he knew that the seas and oceans of the world naturally had every soluble mineral found on the face of the planet in solution. Mm-hmm. And he believed that if people would take just a little bit of seawater every day, that most of those degenerative diseases would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
His recommendation was that people go out to the ocean, collect some seawater, and boil it down, A, to purify it, and B, to make it more concentrated, and then just take a little bit of that every day. And he would write on a regular basis how a number of people had benefited with a range of health issues from doing this.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Crane's father didn't really believe in this stuff about seawater. He thought it was kind of silly. And so Dr. Crane had a tough time getting his dad to take the seawater every day. Dr. Crane's dad had arthritis in his joints so bad that he couldn't even tie his own shoelaces. And so Dr. Crane had to tie his dad's shoelaces every morning to help him out. And Dr. Crane, being a loving son and not wanting to argue with his dad, but knowing that people were benefiting from this, decided to take a different path to help his dad, and that was Dr. Crane made his dad's oatmeal every morning.
Uh-huh.
And instead of getting his dad to take some seawater as a supplement, he would put some seawater in his dad's oatmeal instead of table salt.
Uh-huh.
Well, after doing this for about a month, Dr. Crane looked out and realized that he hadn't tied his dad's shoelaces in a while.
Uh-huh.
And he asked his dad, you know, Dad, what's going on? I haven't tied your shoelaces for a little while. And his dad said, well, I'm just tying my own shoelaces lately. The last week, I've been feeling a little bit better, and I've been tying my own shoelaces.
Huh, interesting. That quickly.
So that was kind of an interesting experience for him. Well, my parents were reading these newspaper articles on a regular basis, and they knew that they were close to an inland sea. They started to research out the Great Salt Lake and discovered that it was naturally more concentrated and more pure as far as bacteria and those kinds of things are concerned than seawater was because of its high mineral concentration. And so they decided to look into this. In fact, they had a neighbor who had arthritis quite severely, and she was a religious woman who, in one of her daily rituals, was to kneel down to pray. But her arthritis had become so bad in her knees that she couldn't kneel down to pray in the morning. Nice topic for Sunday morning.
Yeah.
In any case, they asked her if she'd be interested in trying some Great Salt Lake water. She'd been reading Dr. Crane's articles, and she tried some of the Great Salt Lake water for about a month, and lo and behold, she was able to have her arthritis improve to the point that she was able to kneel down and pray as she liked to do throughout most of her life.
Yes.
And so my parents kind of took that as a divine sign that there really was something there. And basically they started to bottle up and sell Great Salt Lake water by the pint. And so they would go out to trade shows and to health expos, and they had a little spray bottle on a product called Inland Seawater.
Yeah.
And they would let people try fresh vegetables with Inland Seawater sprayed right on those vegetables, and they would talk about the benefits of broad-spectrum, naturally occurring minerals and trace minerals, and they sold a lot of minerals around the United States, in particular in all of those areas, of course, where Dr. Crane had his articles published in the local paper, because Dr. Crane did such a wonderful job of educating the public.
Yeah.
And he had a wonderful, flowery way. He talked about Ponce de Leon looking for the Fountain of Youth, and, in fact, that Dr. Crane believed that maybe Ponce de Leon had sailed across the Fountain of Youth. It was underneath him the entire way over.
Yes.
And he'd overlooked it, as is so often the case. The truth is right in front of us, but we fail to see it.
Yes. Wow.
And so that's some of the background and history. And, you know, even getting started, you start out the discussion with, this is not designed to treat or cure disease. And that's an interesting discussion in this country. Certainly, good health and good nutrition is the basis. Good nutrition is the basis for good health. And if you don't have good nutrition, your body starts to break down, which is the very definition of disease.
Yes.
However, by legal definition in this country, through legislation and other things, disease is, of course, purely in the realm of the pharmaceutical and drug companies and the medical doctors.
Yes.
Who get very, very little training about nutrition and the basis of health. And so, for example, it's allowed in the United States to make claims to support the nutritional functioning of the body with nutrients, but any time you make that claim, companies in our industry are required to put a disclaimer on there that states that these nutrients are not, or these, this product is not designed to prevent, cure, or mitigate any disease.
Right.
Which, most of that's true. The diagnosis and the treatment of disease, once it gets serious and out of hand, it should be in the hands of the doctors. But truly, the prevention of disease, in my opinion, should be in the category of good nutrition and where people can take personal responsibility for their health. The doctors and the pharmaceutical companies are in the disease and sickness business. The health and nutrition business, the dietary supplements industry, is in the health business, which is a little bit different emphasis and priority.
That's a great point that you bring, and I have to tell you that thanks to Utah and thanks to Senator Orrin Hatch, we still have a fight at this point. With nutritional supplements as well as the natural health organizations as we know it. And your state is definitely leading the way, and I wish that more states would jump on it. And, you know, just knowing that only 17 states in this country are allowing naturopathic physicians to actually practice, in my opinion, is a crime. We see health food stores all over the place, but if people have nowhere to go, when they actually have a problem and they would like to see some type of an alternative treatment, there is no naturopathic physician available. And to me, that is a problem that we have if that cannot be allowed. In a country like this that has stood for freedom, we need to give people the choice to say, what can I do? I mean, if we don't regulate Twinkies or French fries, or some of the other things that are on the market today that is not regulated. But if we're starting to regulate vitamin E and vitamin C, and they take an herb like Ma Wang off the shelf, and you cannot say on your bottle that it will help you with deficiencies in the system, then we're definitely on the wrong track here.
Well, to be in good health is to have true freedom. And to be sick and dependent on the drugs and the doctors is to be a slave to that.
Yeah.
And it's important that we take personal responsibility to take good care of our own health, to make sure that our body has the basic building blocks of nutrition. In fact, the very definition of an essential nutrient or anything that is essential for health is that if you have enough of it, the body's going to function better. If you do not have enough of it, the body starts to break down.
That's
the
right.
way that they discover whether a nutrient is essential or not is in animals, they will cause a deficiency of that nutrient. If the animal starts to get sick, if the health starts to break down or disease sets in without that nutrient, then they know that that nutrient is essential. So even though we claim, every time we claim the support and functioning that these nutrients are not designed to prevent disease, well, that's a legislated lie that we all agree to.
Well, and you look at it, Val, just today and yesterday, all of a sudden there is a lot going on about this possible swine flu pandemic. And they are scrambling with the government right now to come up with a vaccine, even though they say it could take them about, 20 weeks or something to come up with an actual vaccine for swine flu. You go, okay, so now some company, whoever it is going to do a quick research on a product that we don't know what the long-lasting effects are going to be, but they're going to come out with some kind of a vaccine where Mother Nature has shown through, and let's say your company working for 40 years on something, would have to be very careful to tell people that it could actually be good for the health, but and all of a sudden some drug company can come out and say, well, we just found a cure for this. We found a vaccine for that. We know if you do this, it will help you with that. And there is not even a year of research behind it. And somehow everybody jumps on and everybody says, let's get it into our body without even questioning anything. And that is, I think, where one of the problems comes in, that politically we are stuck in a modality, and we don't want to make it a political show, but we're stuck in a modality that totally glorifies one type of research that is limited and has not shown to have long-term success, where the other one obviously has a lot of long-term use already without any negative side effects to speak of, I should say. I mean, you know, this is one thing that I told somebody this week. Here they're trying to say, you know, don't take more than, let's say, selenium, which is a mineral, and today we're talking about minerals. I know of people who take 1,000 to 1,200 micrograms of selenium a day, and
wow,
it works wonderful for them. Now, you read the literature, and it says do not take more than 400 micrograms of selenium a day. But here you go to a store, and you can go to a grocery store, and you can buy Sudafed, you can buy aspirin, you can take Tylenol, whatever, over the counter. And once you go through that checkout stand, nobody is going to tell you, well, you know you can only take one a day. Nobody knows. If you go home and you buy five packs of it, and then you use all of it and kill yourself, then, you know, there is no warning on that, really a warning on that either. But
well,
they feel, you understand my point?
There is a huge amount of money in the treatment of sickness.
Yeah.
And there are companies and industries. It's a huge percentage of the global economy. And there are very powerful companies and industries that work very hard to protect their pie, as they see it, on that portion of money.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for health freedoms, companies like ours would not exist. My father became a student of the Constitution shortly after he started in this business, because the FDA tried to shut him down. At the end of a lot of harassment, they actually, we have a letter on file as to why they were harassing him, why they were seizing product and destroying product.
Yeah.
And the basic emphasis was they had problems with his labels at the time.
Yeah.
And he made two claims on his labels that they didn't like. First of all, he made a claim, balanced by nature. And they didn't like it that our company was making a claim, balanced by nature, on a Great Salt Lake product, because, of course, as everyone knows, the only possible benefit that could come from the Great Salt Lake is its salty taste.
Yeah.
That was a quote from the letter. The other thing that they had a problem with was the aspect of it said unheated on the label. And they didn't like that because the sun shines on the Great Salt Lake. And
nice.
That was worth it for them to send him subpoenas to appear in court in two separate states on the same day, to seize product mid-shipment and destroy it, and to harass him. At the end of studying the Constitution, some agents came out with an illegal search warrant. You know, when they first came by, he thought, let me open everything up. They're just trying to protect the public. Let me do what I can to help them with that. They don't have any ill will, and they used that to try to harass him. And so he started to read the Constitution to make sure that he could protect himself, and he knew that there were limits on governmental power in the United States at that time. And so when they showed up with an open-ended search warrant that allowed them, it ended by stating that they could search and elsewhere, where search warrants are required that you have to search within limited parameters, he ended up telling these agents that they could go search elsewhere.
Wow. Yes.
And that study of the Constitution saved our business and allowed us to stay in business and help a lot of people over the years. So our freedoms are very much tied to our ability to maintain our health, and certainly there is a concerted effort to protect the public from the truth, so to speak.
Well, that is a great point that you bring up, because here is a man, this is your father, who knows his rights, who studies his rights, who lives within his rights, but he is attacked by people that are in the law that don't even know the rights of the individual. And because of their loud mouth, they are telling you that you're not in your rights, and then you, as an individual who's not trained in this kind of stuff, has to figure out that you actually have the right what you're doing, and that you have to fight these people who are telling you that you're a liar. And it is just unbelievable that it works that way. Folks, you are listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus. Val Anderson is with me today from Mineral Resources International. We are talking about minerals today. We're talking about the Salt Lake and what the Salt Lake has to offer as far as minerals are concerned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about these individual minerals and how it affects us. So we'll be right back.